Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. So it's 6:30 in the morning and I'm recording this from work. It seems like there are no completely quiet meeting rooms here, so there is some background noise that I can see while I'm recording this. So hopefully I will be able to remove that. If not, I do apologize about that. I need to find another setup. Right. So yesterday I went for a run. And it was one of those longish runs because I'm training for the half marathon. So yesterday was my day off and I ran for 15 kilometers. And it was one of those runs where I decided not to listen to any input, so any podcasts or any music. And in these occasions, I get a lot of thoughts flowing because I'm surrounded by nature and I have time to think and my mind just wanders. So I call them the meditative runs. And it made me think about one of the things repeatedly that I wanted to share with you today. I wanted to talk about an investment that we often overlook, but maybe it is the most important investment of all. And that is our health. Recently, I had a bit of a health scare. It ended up not being anything major, but it had me worried for a couple of months and it made me reconsider all of my priorities of how I think about life and how I think about money and how I think about my investments and where I invest my time and energy. It actually made me ask myself, am I treating myself as a valuable asset or am I just treating myself as a producer? Because I think I was overexerting myself for a while and that actually took a toll on my body. So it made me think a lot about that, that if I don't have my health, I actually don't have anything. It doesn't really matter how much money I have. If I don't have my health and if I cannot enjoy that, if I don't have the energy to enjoy that, then nothing else matters really. And also small habits that we do every day to improve our health, that is eating healthily, exercising, lifting weights, running, sleep, of course. These habits compound and these habits pay off big over time. So although I went for a run yesterday, I probably don't feel any different today. Maybe I do, but that's a marginal gain. But over time, that would actually compound and that would actually make me feel more energetic, more healthy in the future. I think because I have been exercising for so long, I can actually feel that compound little by little. But when you're starting, maybe those gains are still very marginal and you still cannot see them. But I promise over time, they do compound. So do invest in your health. And also, I'm quite big on the muscle mass. I found the study that I live by that we lose 1% of our muscle mass each year after we turn 30. So I'm 36, so I probably would have lost already 6% of my muscle mass. However, there are ways to prevent it. The ways you can prevent it is if you keep lifting weights, if you keep doing that strength training, that muscle loss is preventable. I'm big on cardio as well and on my stamina and on my heart health. I want to be able to still do things I enjoy when I'm 70, when I'm 80. There is a big difference between people who didn't exercise and people who exercised. And I want to be the one who exercised. I want to be the lady who is able to hike, is able to do things that maybe I wouldn't have been able to do if I wouldn't have exercised. And also what I eat, I do try to eat as healthily as possible. Non-processed foods, that's kind of my motto. Sometimes I slip, like we do all, that's okay. But I realize that my energy comes from the food that I eat and I want to have a better health. I want to have fewer medical worries because it is not fun to go from doctor to doctor, like I have been doing for the last couple of months, to find out what is happening. And if you are with the NHS, if you are with the public sector, it is not fun because it takes such a long time. The results don't come through. Maybe they don't see anything in the results, and it hasn't been fun. It hasn't been fun. And if I can avoid that, I will do whatever. I will do whatever if I can avoid that in the future. And if I have more energy, I will also have more capacity to work, build, to create. I wouldn't be able to wake up that early and start creating before I start working if I didn't have good health and steady levels of energy. So that's crucial to me. And also, when you have good health, you also have more mental clarity that allows you to make smarter decisions, including financial decisions. So I want to invite you to think, where do you put your time and who gets your energy? Because that's very important. Investing money is one part of FIRE, but what's the point of early retirement if you won't have the energy and you will feel too tired, you will feel unwell to enjoy that? So I'm trying to also keep my mental energy as a priority. And probably I think a lot of things on my health scare came from mental exertion, like rather than anything physical, because I don't do anything wrong physically. But I think it was something mental that actually caused all those issues. So I will keep that in mind, and I will try to be kinder to myself. That's my motto now, be kinder to yourself. And I will try to treat myself with priority because I'm the most important person of my life, and it's me. I'm my biggest investment, rather than my ETFs and my funds, and everything else is secondary. We don't talk about it enough, but health actually allows you to live a free life. And when I'm 70, when I'm 80, I want to still go hiking. I want to still enjoy the things that I enjoy right now. Maybe I will enjoy different things, but if I wanted to enjoy the things that I enjoy now, I want to be able to do that. And I still want to lift my own heavy backpack into an overhead compartment in the airplane. And that's why I'm doing the kettlebell swings. So it's something that really will compound and something that it will pay off when I'm older. And I also want to be able to open almond butter jars. I'm not a very big fan of peanut butter, but I love almond butter. And I want to be able to open my own jars. I don't want anybody to be there opening the jars for me. I want to be able to live alone if I wanted to, of course, and do my own things until the day I die. So this is a non-negotiable for me. I realize that money cannot buy back energy, but you can build it, you can protect it, and you can invest in it. So the more you invest in it, the more it will last for your future. And this episode is really just a reflection of where I'm at now. I'm actually rethinking some of my own priorities, slowing down a little and getting more intentional about how I spend my energy, not just my money, and about where I invest it all, not just in the ETFs, but also on my own daily choices, which will help me keep my health and do things that I like in the future. And if this resonated and you want to talk about your money journey, I'm opening up a few free coaching spots. Just message me on Instagram, One Step Wealthier, or email onestepwealthier@gmail.com. No pressure, just a chat. And I hope that these reflections have motivated you to start investing, not only in ETFs, but also in your own health. Remember, the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that I do not know your situation, and this is not individual, financial, or health advice. Please do your own research before making any decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.